Welcome to everyone. Can you hear? I'm still with Kabir, you know, same book. You know, I don't know how long this romance will be. It's, I think, in future, you know, only future can tell me. I cannot see now. So, so Kabir. But he's speaking about us and saying that Kabira Tero Ghar Kandala Me Manu Ahera Khele. So in another way to describe this could be that if, say, in this hall, a loud music is being played, and at the same time, I am speaking, you know, with lower volume. Probably, I think most of us will not be able to listen me, because already we are engaged into listening loud music. And another way of this kandala, like a muddy water, could be described as if a loud music is being played, and then at the same time somebody whispers, probably very difficult to listen. So Kabir today also saying that Kabira Tero Ghar Kamala Me Kandala Me Yah Jag Rahat Bhulana. Like we because of this loud music of priorities, music of like good and bad, you know, decisions made by somebody else. This all music is on inside us. And this is why it's very difficult to listen the whispers of the heart. And Kabir is saying that somehow we get used to loud music so much that almost we don't know that there is some whispering going on. And this whispering is from my own heart, from my own being. So we keep on, if we really watch back our life, probably we haven't lived even single day our life. Like we have lived, you know, our parents, our gurus, you know, our kind of like religious people. Everybody has been lived except our own self. Like our life is, actually it seems like we are living, but you know, somebody else, you know, Buddha from 2005 years old, you know, like since then he is living through us. So many people living our life. We don't have like even a, maybe even one day will be like really, I think, you know, very much. If we have lived our own life. And Kabir is saying like, all of us keeps on forgetting that there is a heart, a God, however you want to call, who is also whispering. And since we are so much engaged with so many things, we haven't heard those whispers even once, you know, many times, even once. गुरु की कही करत नहीं कोई अमहल महल दीवाना. एंड कबीर यूजिंग वर्ड गुरु लाइक मीन्स वेरी डिफरेंट देन what we experience through gurus. But he means guru means somebody who is asking constantly you to listen to your heart. And Kabir is saying actually we don't listen to those people who have heard their heart and constantly asking you to hear your heart and act upon that. And he's saying, Amahal Mahal Diwana. Actually, other people who haven't heard their heart, they keep on creating palaces, you know, like describing palaces where palace is not there. Like generally, to who Kabir is saying, to whom we listen to those people who, like via description, via only thinking way, they can create a palace, you know, palace is not there, but it will be so true that we will like to engage with their ideas and become mad for these palaces. The palaces who doesn't exist actually. And our life will be like, you know, if someday, even if we reach this palace, we will find that there is no palace actually. You know, is like somehow things are set in a way that we can never manage to do that. Like somehow these palaces of thoughts, they have been set in a way that even if we like someday somehow become successful, you know, they will not be there. But generally we will not be able to succeed. And one story comes to my mind that like somebody somebody went to a teacher and like because this person was looking for siddhis, like for kind of mental powers. So he went to this person and then said, you know, if you can give me some way so that I can have some mental powers. So this man said, ah, okay, yeah, it's very easy. You have to chant, you know, he gave like a piece of paper, a mantra, and then he said, you have to chant this mantra and, you know, like only 5 times and then you will have all these mental powers. So I said, ah, this is very easy, like, you know, the easiest job, you know, like I can chant, you know, 50,000 times, it's no problem. So he was very happily kind of leaving, and suddenly this person, this teacher said, and listen, like when you chant this mantra, don't remember monkey. So I said, ah, you know, I never remember monkey, you know. This is very easy. But as soon as he was going, as soon as he was going away, you know, suddenly, monkey. Started coming in, and by the time he reached home, you know, he said, it's not possible to chant without monkey. So somehow, like what Kabir here is saying, that actually somehow these people, they will say in such a way that you will never succeed, you know, like as this person said, you know, don't remember monkey. If he would have not said, you know, certainly this person would have, you know, chanted. So somehow he's saying, people listen to those people, like, and don't listen who really have heard the heart and also are asking to hear your heart. Sakal Brahmamo Hans Kabira Kagan Choch Pasara. And Kabir is saying that everywhere the second category of teachers, you know, it exists like in every street, kind of like in every house, we can say, or maybe 3-4 in one house at least. And Kabir is saying, the other ones, you know, who really ask you to listen your heart, they are very few. Manmath karm dhare sabdehi nad bind bistara. There is a like there is one way of acting upon of the life, like life beginning from sound and towards the grass, you know, towards the actions, but grass, becoming like more thick. And everyone is engaging there. And Kabir is saying that nobody is engaging oneself from the grass towards the subtle, you know, towards the sound. And this is why like a loud music is played all the time, music of, you know, priorities, music of suits, you know, music from the parents, music from the teachers, you know, music from society, like all that is on. And real music, like which really it's kind of like whispering, that is never heard. Like we, all our life is towards the grassness, you know, towards the, like a keep on catching, becoming more grass and more grass. And we don't try to catch to other way, to become less grass, and less grass. And on the level of sound, on the level of energy and energy sound, we can say, just becoming subtle and more subtle through the level of sound. Like he's saying, nobody is doing that. Sakal Kabira Bole Bani Pani Me Ghar Chhaya. And Kabir is saying that when I see people doing that, going towards grass and grass and grass, and so saying, I see that we are making our house, but in the water. Like somehow, you know, not like a boat house, but but house without boat, kind of like, you know, if it is a like boat house, probably it will work, like somehow, you know. But Kabir is saying that what I am seeing, that all of us are making a house in the water without boat. So he's saying, you know, we can really feel what will happen, you know, of that house. अनंत लूट होत घट भीतर घट का मर्म न पाया. एंड लाइक दी मेनी मेनी आइडियाज, priorities, like words of many, many people. They are constantly stealing inside us. You know? Like they are really taking away our life. And because of that, the like the mystery of heart is not known, because constantly we see ourselves being engaged with something, you know, always somebody is living through us. There is no moment that heart can live through us. And this is why the mystery of heart is not known to us, is not revealed to us, because we don't give time for this revelation. And even if revelation is happening, we are not found there, you know, like we are somewhere else, like, you know, either in London or in New York, like we really like to be all those places, but not where mystery is being revealed. Kamini Rupi Sakal Kabira Mraga Charinda Hoi. And because of the priorities, because of all that system which exists within us, like we never take care of our field, means heart, and deer, they really eat all crops. Like, you know, deer means all these priorities, you know, many, many people, they really keep on eating our heart, and we always find that I am somewhere else, you know, because of being engaged. We have never heard the whispers of heart, and all the deer whom we allowed to eat grass of our heart, they are really enjoying. बड़ बड़ ज्ञानी मुनिवर था के पकड़ सके नहीं कोई. Many many Kabir is saying, like many many people have tried, you know, many many great ones tried to go this way, to allow deer to eat grass of our heart, and even very very great one has not been successful, you know. They cannot manage deer so that they don't eat grass. They don't eat grass of our heart. So saying, this way of getting grosser and grosser. That way, even most intelligent people have not been successful to really reach the heart, to really listen the whispers of the heart. And हरनाकुस नख बोध्र विदारा तिनको काल न राखा गोरख ऐसो दत्त दिगंबर नाम देव जय देव दासा तिनकी खबर कहत नहीं कोई उन कहाँ कियो है वासा. एंड कबीर सिंह देर हैव बीन सम पीपुल लाइक गोरख नामदेव जयदेव etcetera etcetera and who really were able to listen their heart, and actually nobody speaks about them. Like Kabir is saying that actually we speak about all those people who haven't heard the whisper, and only few people who were able to hear, generally we don't talk about them. Generally we like actually he's saying that actually is not news. Like to talk about them is not a news. So news is to talk about people who are going towards grass and more grass and more grass. तिन की खबर कहत नहीं कोई उन कहाँ कियो है बासा. Nobody speaks where they have been living, like from where they lived their life. चौपर खेल होत घट भीतर जन्म कपासा डारा. एंड लेकिन in Sanskrit, like we have actually four words to describe mind, you know, like in English we have like mind, but in Sanskrit we have like four different, like, you know, four different faculties of mind, and that is called man, buddhi, chit, ahankar. And actually I think these days, like, chess is being played, but only two people. Chess, two people. But in old days, like, as I remember, like, even in my childhood, like, always were four people playing chess. Like, in my village, you know, generally we used to play, but always with four people. So here Kabir is saying that actually, that like, these four guys, means like, man, buddhi, chit, ahankar, is actually playing chess, you know, within us, like all the time. One of them will be winning, like man, buddhi, chit, ahankar. So they are playing chess within us, and really like somehow engaging us so that we can be always engaged. There is somehow they their way of playing chess is so that we don't have a moment which is not engaged somehow all the time, you know. It's engagement, engagement. And I think we know this better, like even we sleep, in the sleep we are engaged, kind of, you know, dreaming. And even if we are not dreaming, you know, there is so much kind of like, you know, so many things going on, maybe not on, even on energy level, you know, like thick energy. And when we wake up, you know, we really don't wake up, you know, somehow we feel, you know. So Kabir is saying that actually this game is going on all the time, chess inside us, even during the sleep. And that really is creating more thick and more thick energies, and like a heaviness is the part of our life somehow. We never feel light, you know, always heavy, heavy, and more heavy. दम दम की कोई खबर न जाने, कोई कर न सके निर्वारा. And Kabir is saying like everyone has news about this heaviness, and nobody is talking about light, you know, light means like light and weight, light, you know, not darkness and light. Like nobody is talking that we could be so light, we could, you know, we could feel so light that kind of like, you know, like air can swing us somehow, not the bodies, but certainly something, like something will be, air will swing something, you know, like the life will be like a music, you know, really music. Probably like bathroom music, we can say, bathroom singing. Because like for that we don't have to arrange anything, you know, like this. Just we are taking shower and singing. So Kabir is saying like life could be that way, you know, like it's possible to live that, you know, you are really singing while you are taking shower, you know, while you are doing anything. But life has become so thick that even when we go to music festivals, you know, we are not at ease. Even in music festivals, heaviness is there. चार द्रग मही मंडल रचियो है, रूम शाम बिच लिल्ली, ते ही ऊपर कछु अजब तमाशा मारो है यम किल्ली. एंड लाइक आवर आईज always see like this heaviness side, heavy side, they always see, but somehow they are not able to see the delight side, that life could be like a really very light, at ease. अद्भुत अगम औगाह रचेव है ई सब शोभा तेरे. सकल कबीरा बोले बीरा अजहू हो हुशियारा, कहे कबीर गुर सिकली दर्पण हरदम करें पुकारा. एंड कबीर इज सेइंग that still we have time to be aware or to be careful so that heaviness doesn't take over but the light takes over. So Kabir is saying that still, you know, if still there are all possibilities to look for ease, to look for light, and adbhut agam augah rachev hai e sab sobha tere. All the ornaments of ease are available to you. Like still, you have not lost anything. Still, all the goodness of each, all the goodness of light is available to you. Just we have to like a, you know, start looking towards it. Like Kabir is saying that what we have to do, we really have to look for it, and then that will be अवेलेबल. कहें कबीर गुरु सिकली दर्पण हरदम करें पुकारा. एंड कबीर इज सेइंग दैट एक्चुअली टीचर्स एज मिरर, एज हैविंग द क्वालिटी ऑफ मिररिंग, they always are kind of waiting and calling us, but with a mirroring quality, not with like a like so that we can see our own face. It's not like there is like they will produce some, you know, some magic something. So saying actually teachers age kind of like mirroring quality, you know, they are always available and calling us, and we have to listen to them and look for this music where another music is not on, like our own music is on. And all those all those qualities are available to us. They they are not hidden, you know, we really have to look for them. कबीरा तेरो घर कंदला में यह जग राहत भुलाना। अगेन कबीर इज सेइंग दैट एवरीवन फॉरगेट्स लाइक आवर ओन म्यूजिक बिकॉज वी आर लिविंग इन ए लाउड म्यूजिक होम kind of like somehow where we live is always somebody playing music, you know, many, and because of that music also we make our priorities, and also they are on, like so many musics are on at the same time, so is I think like when several instrument are played like together, there will be like kind of like tuning in, means so that when harmonium is played, you know, and in the gap somebody can play tabla, and in the gap something else, kind of like music means finding the gaps and playing instrument. And Kabir is saying like even that is like kind of like everyone is, you know, without trying to find the gap, you know, is playing. And this is why is like a even not music, you know, something kind of, we can say, sound, some
they didn't have radio
then,
did they?
Huh?
They didn't have radio.
No. Yeah, Kabir. Yeah, like, you know, not radio, but like drums and so many things, yeah. So, like, music was there, but not with radio.
But also a lot of music and all different kinds of music.
Yeah, like.
Altogether,
you know. Like, I think people always have been, like, some way. Maybe the instruments change, but always, you know. Like if one wants, one can disturb always, and have been disturbing. So please, if any questions around, yeah, please.
Don't you think that some of the wonderful mystic poets that we honor their words, don't you think that perhaps those words are whisperings of their heart?
Yeah. Those words are whispering of their hearts.
And so, the whispers of the heart are something that happens within an individual.
Within an individual, yes.
And this individual would not have to be saying the words to other people, but just listening to their heart.
Yeah, listening to their heart, and then of course they, like, it's kind of like probably, you know, this contagious disease, like when you start listening your heart, somehow it becomes that, you know, you also want to speak, you also want to say to me that, you know, hey Ajay, you know, like, there is like a, this very beautiful way of being. So somehow that also happens. Like when you start listening your heart, you know, it somehow is not containable, you know. Like somehow, you cannot contain only for you, your heart. So then you have to share it somehow. I think I'm sharing them, yeah, with you.
In what?
I'm sharing them with you. Like, I think those whispers really made, like, you know, made me the way I am. I think I shared all of them with you, yeah. You know, I don't want to hide.
If Kabir is describing our inability, to listen to our heart, if we accept that as a description, one of the ways in which I might respond to that is to put myself down and feel disappointed or dissatisfied that I'm so poor at listening to my heart and so overwhelmed by the music. So how do we deal with that gap?
Yeah, so I think because, like, also we can take the situation that, okay, you know, so far I haven't tried, but now I will try. There can be one this extreme that I can put myself very down, you know, that I'm not capable. And also I can see from the same thing that, okay, you know, so far I forget about past, but from today on, I'm going to try to listen to my heart. So maybe, you know, if we take this way, maybe will be more helpful. Yes, please.
So you started by saying that we probably don't live even one day of our...
That was kind of like, you know, kind of like shaking you all.
Yeah.
Certainly, like in these people in this hall, if they haven't lived one day, they will not be here. I know that.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, also my work is to shake, so, yeah.
And because there's so many other voices coming through us all the time, so how do we know when the whisper is truly ours?
Yeah, I think there is no how, but you know. I think you know that when whisper was whisper, you knew it without any how. And when whisper was not whisper, many, many doubts came. Like, you never doubted the whisper. Like, whisper is like, because it's no doubt at all. And when whisper is not, then so many doubts. Yeah, so I think, you know. Yeah, please.
You were talking, I forget when, yesterday or the day before, about clarity. Now, is clarity the same thing as
listening?
Whispering of the heart?
Like, other day I was, like, you know, this, from the same word, I was translating, you know, dirty water through that. So then clarity was the way to see. Today, you know, I found to describe through musical way, like same word, but different way. So that's why I'm saying whispers. So it's like different words, but referring to same thing. Last part of the poem.
Yeah, when you're talking about lots of different instruments being played, but not actually paying attention to what other instruments are doing.
Yeah, you know, like the music, kind of like actually in the music, like even when many instrument we are playing together, so we have to find right spot for the, you know, our, like say, harmonium, tabla. So we have to find the right spot to enter, and then it becomes like a music, you know, it really good to listen. But generally, like, you know, the way we are is also not that. Like, you know, it's like everything bumps up, kind of.
So, I guess my confusion is, how does this tie into the first part?
How this?
So, he's talking about listening to your,
yeah,
the whispering of your heart.
Yeah, now.
Instead of listening to the music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And having done that, then we'll be able to play music.
We will be.
Be able to play music with other people.
Yeah, certainly. You know, there is a like once you have heard your own music, you know, it's very, very easy to, you know, to play that. Yeah.
Listening to the heart,
mm-hmm,
is there's, you know, it's there's such a subtlety to that. And what I heard Kabir say that was helpful to me was the lightness,
mm-hmm,
that you feel after listening to the heart brings you to a place of lightness. And for me, that spoke to me. It's like when you can take things lightly and not get so bogged down with the mind or whatever. You're there. You've arrived there, and that takes a process and a practice and an insight into how to get there, and that's kind of listening to the whispers,
mm-hmm,
how to get there, how to become light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but like you know, it's certainly process and practice it, but nobody can tell you other than you. So somehow also that doesn't mean that you shouldn't listen others. So like in this part, you know, there will be others, means like advices from the people, and then acting upon the advices of others, but they alone will not be enough. So then you have to include your heart also, you know, like your you know, how will be your syrup, you know, this is syrup. You made the syrup as told by others and tasted that, but you know, you said yes, it's good, but you know, if it would had been, you know, little less sugar, that will be perfect for me.
Less sugar?
Syrup means like sugar.
Syrup. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So if you can do that also,
uh-huh,
like including your heart also in that,
mm-hmm,
and then certainly, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like everything, kind of, you know, it's not one or the other.
Yes.
Please.
You have said, Tilray, that when your heart whispers, that there's no doubt, whereas when there's all the other loud music on, there is doubt about those other things. Isn't it, though, in the beginning, that when there's still lots of loud music occurring, that when the heart does speak, there still is some doubt about it.
So waiting, being open to it, but waiting until it becomes very clear that, yes, and there's no doubt.
Yeah. Also that, but also what happens that we have this habit of doubt. So also to be aware of that, that maybe, you know, I'm doubting because of my habit. Like many times it's because of the habit. So also be aware of that. Yes, please.
When Kabir speaks about palaces.
About?
Palaces.
Palaces, yeah.
What does it mean?
Yeah, it means like... No, he means like the ideas, like from the others, you know, palaces means like somebody really can be so good into, like I can be so good into giving my ideas to you. Probably selling, you know, will be a better word than giving, because I generally like people who want to, you know, they are kind of like sellers, you know. More like there is like some profit involved, so I can be so good, and then you see that as a palace, my ideas as palace. Yeah.
I was also thinking about that. You know, many spiritual teachings talk about enlightenment, mm-hmm. and arriving at enlightenment. And, you know, I'm seeing for myself that what this does is it gives me an idea, mm-hmm. in my head, mm-hmm. about what that is,
mm-hmm.
and it becomes a concept.
Mm-hmm.
And if I start thinking in terms of it being a concept, then I think that I miss a lot, because what I think isn't fitting into the box.
Yeah.
And so I'm starting to think more and more that I just need to let go of all those ideas and books and concepts,
yeah.
da, 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 because I just don't have any idea.
Yeah.
And the more I try and fit things into a box, I think the more lost I'm going to get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And maybe listening to the heart is like part of that, is letting go of those things and just letting my heart
bring me there. Yeah, but also like, you know, because of, you know, ideas, they can really engage us into, say, practices. So there is like a good side of them.
Yes.
Like, you know, like if they were not there, probably, I think, most of us in this hall are engaged because of ideas at some point in the life. And now we are feeling maybe, you know, we let go of them. So somehow like we have made use of idea. So also like somehow we have to make use of idea,
yeah.
and then when time comes also we
like
allow it
afterwards.
To, yeah.
Yeah. Once we sort of get to a certain point, then we can let go.
Could I jump back to the first night?
The?
The first night.
The first night. The first evening. Could you go back in time to the first evening?
Could I go?
Could Derek go back to the first night?
First night?
First class.
First class.
Yeah,
so of course, yeah.
It's
yeah.
just been playing up in mind, and you wasn't here last night. So.
I was not here last night?
The retreat's nearly over, and I want to ask you before the retreat's over.
But I was here last night?
No, you wasn't.
I was not.
Well,
no, I was here.
I didn't see you.
Okay, yeah.
So, I wanted to ask you, it sounded like you was on about something quite radical.
Uh-huh.
Like, unless I'm
saying it wrong. He was kind of on about doing something completely fresh and like throwing everything away. Am I right, or was like, because I've been finding myself practicing like and using all the same techniques that I was using before, but like the essence of what I got on the first night was to throw it all away.
To throw it all away?
So I'm a little bit confused whether I should just be throwing everything away or
So maybe as long as confusion is there, not to throw them away.
Yeah.
And when confusion is not, then, really throw them away.
Right.